Time to go travelling and say good morning to Megan Singleton.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very good, very good. When we last talked, of course, you were in the United States of America, but in that time you have decamped to a whole new continent. Where are you?
I'm in Dublin. I went home. I had 4 days at home. Went home, did my laundry and pre-packed, and now I'm finding myself in Dublin. And I, as I speak to you, I am at a traditional Irish music dinner show, which I'm not really sure quite. I think it's a bit going to be River Dance in a moment. So that's exciting. Yeah.
So you're at a...
But it's a great little city, and the weather. The weather was a bit rainy in the last couple of days, but today it's just been absolutely magic. And I've done a hop-on, hop-off bus tour and tried to really get my bearings. And I love it. It's such gorgeous little streets. You walk around the street corner and you think you're like, you know, in Harry Potter's little village. It's just so quaint. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, so when I was living in the UK, it was interesting. I never went to Ireland. I always went into Europe. And you don't actually often turn left. You always turn right. So,
yeah.
But as well,
that's exactly what I did. 5 years in London, I never came to Ireland. Mm. Shame on us, though, Andrew, because it's really quite pretty. And tomorrow, I'm taking a car and we're heading down for 3 nights, Cork, Limerick and Galway, just to see a bit more. And everything's really drivable. 2.5 hours will be the maximum we'll need to drive in any one day. Mm. And there's just so much to see. So it's been great. But one of the things I learned the first day I arrived, after 40 hours, I have to say, getting here, because we didn't overnight anywhere on the way, was head straight to the Guinness storehouse and learn how to pull the perfect Guinness pint, which is quite an art to it. You have to wait 119.5 seconds from pour to sip.
119.5. Why?
Well, because you have to pour it at a 45-degree angle until the glass is three-quarters full or up to the harp, because they're all branded glasses.
Yeah.
And then you have to let it sit. And, of course, if you've seen Guinness, you know, sitting, it looks like a coffee, as it just all the gas kind of rises to the top and forms that thick, creamy head. And then you give it another top-off pour, but this time you pull the handle away from you, not towards you, so that you put no more gas in it, and you have to fill it so that it's slightly curved over the rim, but, you know, not spilling.
Yeah.
But none of the barmen do it that way. They only do it in the factory that way, show you how it's meant to be done.
That's very fascinating, but what I really wanted to know, why the 0.5 of a second, but I guess you're in Ireland and anything makes sense. I understand you've been on a photo tour of Dublin as well. What is a photo tour?
Well, I really wanted to do this because, so I've been sent here by Expedia and they let me go through their website looking at all the activities that they have available. And I chose a walking photo tour. So basically I met a professional photographer today who asked me, we'd already emailed to say, you know, where is your level of skill and that sort of thing? What kind of camera do you use? What are you looking to upskill on? And then we just walked through the main streets of Grafton Street and O'Connell Street, which is where it all happens. And we decided we'd do a just kind of a walking photo tour of those streets. And we basically just got street musicians and really cool, interesting buskers and lamps and taking photos from different angles. And he really helped me to see things a little bit differently, to frame my shots a bit differently, to learn how to use my aperture, which I've never known how to do. I'm just a point and shoot girl. So I really enjoyed that. And of course, it was a way to see around the city. Yeah. But I'll be able to put those photos up there. Not up yet. I have to apologise, but that's how to pour a pint is on my blog at the moment.
All right, that's good. Now, what sort of place are you staying in? Are you staying in the international type hotels, or have you got something funky?
No, I'm in an international hotel. I'm actually down at the Hilton on the Canal, which is really quite cute. And there's an overground tram that you can take for like €1.60, because they deal in euros over here. Really cheap to get around. So I am staying in there, because I actually was here for the Expedia Travel Bloggers Conference, and so that's where they put me up.
Yeah.
But once we head off, we're going to stay in the little B&Bs, and we're actually going to stay in a castle so on our final night in Dublin. So I'll be able to tell you all about that next week.
Now, of course, Ireland has been through some difficult financial times as well. So for a traveller, does that mean you get good bargains there, that it's actually quite cheap nowadays, or is it normal sort of costs?
Well, I think it is actually really cheap, but I'm not sure if that's just because, you know, New Zealand is actually really expensive. So today I was out buying nice quality T-shirts, sweatshirts and things, spending between €10 and €25. I mean, they've got the high-end shops that are there, the international shops, but it's still, I think it's cheaper. I think it's a lot cheaper because it's about 61 cents to the euro at the moment. And so, 61 euro cents to the dollar. So I reckon it's great. And, you know, you'd get a beautiful meal for you know, 15 euros here, Irish stew. So it's great. I love it.
I was going to ask about the food. Are the Irish any better at food than the English?
Oh, look, I have to because I always go local, right? And I've actually had some New Zealand wine, which galls me a little bit because I like, but I don't think Irish make their own wine. But so I've been eating the Irish stews, the steak and Guinness pie, the sort of lamb shanks. You know, they I can cook better at home, to be quite honest. But but it's good pub grub. And it's the music, it's the live music that I'm loving. Temple Bar is the area where you want to go. It's where all the bars are. It's actually not the name of a bar. It's the name of an area where there's lots of bars and busy nightlife and lots of live music and, you know, the fiddle and the guitars and the you know, Molly Malone song. And I'm just love every minute of it. It's great.
Ireland, it sounds lovely. And, of course, it's going to be on your blog, bloggeratlarge.com. And you're off to Limerick. There was a travel writer called Megan who certainly wasn't a vegan. She's going down to Cork. She's going for a walk. And I can't actually do the final line.
You've got to get Galway in there somehow. You can work on that for next week.
I will. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.